Matt Bubala with you on Radio 720 WGN. We got a few minutes left. Max Armstrong has the morning show coming up in just a few. Right now, let's go to New York and ABC News and check in with Mark Remillard for the latest on what's going on in Paris. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning.
I know that this has been probably just a quick morning of trying to put together everything that's going on. What's the latest that ABC News is finding out on what happened in Paris?
Absolutely. There's just, you know, a ton of flood of information whenever situations like this occur. And what the latest that we've heard is that President Hollande spoke recently just a bit ago. And essentially, this is the first declaration that we have that this was, he says that this was the result of ISIS. There was some confusion about, not confusion or speculation on behalf of whether or not this was Al-Qaeda. Was it ISIS? Was it some other group? But this was really the first concrete thing that we have where the French president is now coming out saying this is a result of ISIS. And we also, unfortunately, we have an updated death toll at this point. We have the word coming down also from the president, the French president, saying that now 127 people have died in these several coordinated acts of attacks around the city.
As sad as that is, the number was also being bandied about as higher earlier. I heard it get up as high as 150 a couple of hours ago. So as better information is being gathered, the numbers at least come down a little bit. But I believe I was also hearing around 80 in critical condition. So that number could change as well as the day goes on, I suspect. Right, Mark?
Certainly. Things are always fluid at this point, and things can always change. And as you mentioned, the good news is that the numbers, the estimates here have come down. I mean, you're talking about that rock concert club where one of the attacks took place, where they essentially took almost 200 people hostage was an estimate at one point. It's estimated that 80 people died inside there, but at the same time, that's a venue that holds that could hold 1,500 people. So certainly there, while the death toll is high in this, the numbers, once they come in and are more concrete, appear not to be as awful as they certainly could be.
Has any information been gathered as of yet to the attackers? There was a lot of concern, as of course things start spreading very quickly when something like this happens before we have all the actual facts about Syrians and about French nationals having gone to Syria and come back. Do we have any idea about who these attackers were as of yet?
I think the only thing we have right now is that we, at least the French president saying that these are members of ISIS, but as to who they are and who these, there was certainly a level of coordination in this. There was talk last night certainly about was this in retaliation of the suspected death of Jihadi John, Mohammed Emwazi, in Syria 2 days ago now. So certainly there was questions whether or not this was retaliation for this. Was this a result of French ramping up efforts in Syria themselves? I don't think any of that's necessarily clear at this point. It's something certainly that French defense officials are looking at, the U.S. is looking at, anybody involved in this is looking into to try and figure out what the motives were behind this, these attacks there last night. But in terms of anything concrete at this point, it's very difficult to say, and it will just take some time for these things to kind of be ironed out.
It seems awfully coordinated for it to have been retaliation for something that happened 2 days ago, though, right?
Precisely. And a lot of the defense experts that we've spoken to over the last day, the last 12 hours or whatever it's been, have certainly said that. But this is something that was very coordinated in terms of you had multiple locations being attacked at the same time. There was even some concern of the fact that the French president was at this stadium where one of the attacks took place. And so was there any intelligence given there that they had known that he may have been in that location at that time? That could be coincidental. It's just not ironed out yet, and it's not really clear. And yes, it would lend a reason that something this coordinated would be very difficult to coordinate that fast one day in response. But certainly that's something that they'll be looking at. The defense officials will have to try and iron out and make sure whether or not was this a plan they already had in place and then they decided to ramp it up because of that, or was this something that they had already chosen?
I know you're saying that the French president recently stated that they now believe this was definitely an ISIS attack. But ISIS hasn't come out and said, hey, this was us, yay us, right? So is that more related to ISIS being a bit of a disjointed organization and a lot of people are claiming to be ISIS and taking up that cause and maybe not having the organization of an Al-Qaeda?
You know, that's a really good question in terms of why we haven't heard anything. ISIS was certainly quick to stand up when that Russian airliner went down a week or two ago. they were immediately saying that was us and we were responsible for that. And they're still working to determine exactly what brought that plane down. So it is maybe peculiar that we haven't heard anything from them about whether or not they're claiming responsibility for this. So, again, maybe we haven't heard why Holland, Francois Hollande, says that it's ISIS. He just did come out to say that the French believe that it was them behind the attack, but how they know that, whether it's through monitoring chatter or some other kind of intelligence, we don't know yet.
Mark Remillard from ABC News. We'll hear your reports throughout the day. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Mark has to go to do a news report. But, Roger, what did you want to jump in and say?
Well, we're getting words now from Reuters news service that apparently a video has now surfaced from ISIS, purportedly ISIS, claiming responsibility for the attacks and calling for... members who can't get to Syria, again, Syria being the center of attention by world leaders on how they're going to deal with the issue of ISIS in Syria, that if they can't get to Syria, that they should continue attacks on France. So, again, that's the word we're getting from Reuters News Service.
We'll stay with it all day long. We got Max with the morning show up next, though, here on 720 WGN.